Support for Here and Now comes from BetterHelp, committed to supporting mental health through therapy. Clients are matched with one of 25,000 therapists and can communicate via video, chat, or phone at betterhelp.com/public.
American Airlines has suspended direct flights to China and Hong Kong now through the end of April amid the COVID-19 epidemic. That's a month longer than previously announced. Delta and United have also suspended flights from major U.S. hubs to China as the disease continues to spread. More than 1,100 people have died so far out of more than 44,000 confirmed cases. The vast majority of those cases are in China. Now, one reason flights have been canceled is because of pressure from the airline's employees, pilots, flight attendants. And for more now, we're joined by Sarah Nelson, who's international president of the Association of Flight Attendants and a United Airlines flight attendant since 1996. She's in Chicago. Sarah, welcome.
Thank you. Thanks for having me.
Well, and United became the first airline to suspend flights to China last month. What role did your union play in that decision?
We actually have been working with the airlines in the best way possible on this communicable disease issue, this latest threat. So we had been talking with the airlines about minimizing the risk here for quite some time, and we worked with them on making sure that there's enough supplies on the plane for universal precautions. But at a certain point, the risk factor became too high, and we had very serious discussions about halting the flights, minimizing the impact of the potential exposure of spreading the virus.
Can flight attendants decline assignments on certain routes if you're worried for your own safety?
One of the first things that we did was get the airlines, specifically United Airlines, to agree to allow crews to make that assessment for themselves and to be able to refuse flights without discipline. Now, that didn't necessarily mean a pay protection, but they were able to make that choice for themselves.
Have a lot of them done that? Or before the flights were canceled, did a lot of them do that?
There were some who were making that decision not to fly. That did happen. But this moved relatively quickly, and the flight suspensions began around the same time that those numbers were starting to increase.
Are you concerned about domestic flights as well? Because somebody at this point could still take one of the flights on one of the, let's say, Asian carriers that are still operating between Asia and the United States and then get on a plane in the U.S. with a cough or something like that. Are there concerns about that?
What I would say is that the airlines are doing a very good job of tracking the potential exposure of any passengers. And there is an effort to determine who has come from the infected region and how that is attached to their travel record. And so there is a really quite good accounting each day of the potential exposure to people who have maybe come in contact with the virus. And that number lessens actually by the day because of the numbers of flights that are being pulled down really around the world.
What kind of precautions are flight attendants taking now to avoid getting sick in this outbreak?
This is a good reminder. You know, this flu season has actually been very difficult. And so we really encourage the traveling public not to fly if you're sick. We encourage our members, flight attendants, not to fly if they are sick. We negotiate in our contracts protections so that people can take that sick leave when they need it. It's an issue at an airline like Delta Airlines, where there's not a contract and not a union. Of course, there are all of the precautions like regular hand washing, using the universal precaution kits on board, which would include gloves and masks and germicidal disinfectant, skin wipes. It's also about making sure that you're covering up cuts and you're not touching your face. You're not touching any place where you can be directly exposing yourself, and being very aware to be on the lookout for potential symptoms and taking the steps on board to try to isolate any passengers who may be experiencing some of those symptoms.
Now, we don't have official numbers from the airlines about how much money they're losing because they've had to suspend all these flights to and from China. But are you concerned about the impact on the industry because of this virus and that maybe job cuts would follow?
It is always concerning when you have a communicable disease outbreak that is at risk of becoming a pandemic, and that always has an impact on the airlines. We absolutely are concerned about this. And this is one of the reasons that we were so vocal right at the start to say, get a handle on this. Airlines can do a lot to help stop the spread of a communicable disease. They are taking a huge hit by having to cancel these flights to China. And it's really concerning when you have members of the government, like Commerce Secretary Ross's comments that the coronavirus could boost U.S. jobs. That was just both dubious and on the merits an insult to working families who know very well from past experience with SARS and MERS and the pull down of flights and how that can actually affect our jobs. And also millions without healthcare coverage or with bad plans that have to weigh the cost of seeking care against the possibility of a massive hospital bill if they or their family members fall ill. So when you have senior members of this administration making comments like that, it is very concerning when we're saying that this government needs to be coming together and have a coordinated response to this and have a really thoughtful and measured approach. And it's just really out of touch with working people on the front lines.
That is Sarah Nelson, who is the international president of the Association of Flight Attendants. Thank you so much for joining us.
Thank you.